Hey, ladies. Let me get the right.
If everybody was expecting Coach MJ, surprise, you're getting me. You're like, oh no, I was coming here for some sweet ass MJ. I don't know though. I think MJ is about as sweet as I am. So today what we're doing is Q&A. So I want to do mainly Q&A, and if we don't have enough questions, then I will coach some people, but let's do a little bit of that. I want to let all of you know that you're going to be getting an email from us probably going to be tomorrow afternoon. We have been hunkered down in quarantine creativity, trying to make sure that we are doing all the things that we can to help you guys get through the next few weeks where, I mean, let's just be honest. It's going to be easy to want to eat through this. This is when we have to decide we are no longer emotional eaters. So one of the things that I have noticed, I was telling my own coach, was that I just really thought that I was, you know, beyond a lot of things. This week has shown me how much work I still have to do on myself. So don't think that all of us coaches aren't in the trenches with you. We got plenty of shit going on in our heads, just like everybody else. So anyway, I just want to tell you, first of all, we so appreciate y'all have been so nice and so sweet to us. Just like we are working hard, and I will tell you from the team's perspective, those ladies are working just about around the clock. They are so concerned about all of you. It is unreal. We have had more meetings this week than I think we have had in 3 months. Just constantly trying to think about all the things that we can do for you guys. So I'm going to preview a couple of them, and then you're going to get an email tomorrow from us. It's going to talk to you more detail about all of this. But probably by tomorrow afternoon, all of the content that we've been fiercely putting out for you guys is going to be on the homepage when you log in, and it's going to say, it'll be like the coronavirus. I think we're calling it Handling Coronavirus Like a No BS Woman. You will have a place where all that content is going to be so that you don't have to go dig, hunt, and search for it. The other thing that you will be getting is you've already gotten an exercise digital package. I filmed yesterday the whole time management one. So we are going to be giving you guys, it's an additional lesson. So if you go to the Mastering Time course, all of this will be in the coronavirus section, but it will link you to the Mastering Time course. There are two new videos added to it. We cleaned it up a little bit, but if you are struggling with time, this is the perfect time for you to take that class. Also, if somebody will let the tribe know that the queen is in town, and they need to get their happy asses on over here. And if they're in the Facebook, get out the Facebook. Just saying. The other thing that I gave you was not only, take the Mastering Time where it helps you develop a relationship with time. If you're wanting to set a goal right now, it takes you through how to set a goal. The other thing that it does is it gives you how I actually time block. I think one of the things that I've been reading the most is so many of you are now working from home. You're not used to it. I am. So I take you through my exact process for how I block my time, how you're going to do it for yourself. And I broke it down just like your 24-hour plan. So if you can do the 24, it doesn't mean you have to adhere to the 24-hour plan, but if you understand the concept of the 24-hour plan, you will really understand the concept of time blocking. So I tried to make it short and simple, 4 basics for it, how to get it done, and so that you can start using, as you learn how to manage your time better, you're going to learn how to manage your food better. It's all exactly the same skills. It's just one is stuff that goes in our mouth and one is about how we're spending our time. The other thing is I'm giving all of you my business planner. So I custom done my, it's in Pages, guys. Don't expect it to be like some kind of like graphics everywhere thing. This is just Corinne played around with about a bajillion planners, figured out what she needed for a system, and I created one for myself. Probably it's like 8 months ago. I've had it forever. I had put it in the Facebook files for anybody that just wanted it. Most people don't know it's even in there. We are including it now in that whole package. So I shot a video on how to use each one of my sheets, when do I do it, all that kind of stuff. So that is probably all releasing tomorrow. The other thing that's going to go in there that you're going to love is we have something called if this, then that. So if you are thinking this, then this is what you need to do. So we have created the most common things that we think you guys are going through right now in terms of your mental mindset and said, so if you're thinking this, here's what to think. Here's a video to watch. Here's whatever. We're just trying to make it to where you can SOS and triage yourself just like that when it comes to the food. I can't remember if anything else is in there, but I just wanted to let you all know that that's there. Now, if you have a question, will you please put it in the Q&A so that we can do that? And I will make sure I start getting those answered. The other thing that I just wanted to tell everybody is now is the time, if there was ever a time. We are all being separated from our normal community and our normal routine. Our churches are closed. Our bars and restaurants are closed. The places we like to go are closed. Our workplaces are closed. Not all of you, but a lot of you who are still working, it is so batshit crazy where you're working. You feel like you've lost your community. Y'all ain't just standing around talking, you know? I mean, it's like all the things have just radically changed. This is going to be a really big time in your life to dial into your community. If you do not have an accountability group, now is probably the time for you to find one. If your accountability group is defunct or has not been working or whatever, let us get you with some other people. This is the time that we need our people. Let's see, what else did I want to say? Oh, and then April, here's something else that's coming. That is going to be the official handling the coronavirus like a no BS woman month. I am going to be, we're moving the Thursday night Q&A to Saturday mornings. I'm not 100% sure what time. Let me tell you guys. It's going to be 9 a.m. every Saturday morning with me. I will be doing Q&As. We are going to move them to the Facebook group from here for one reason. We want to also be giving you an opportunity to have a watch party on the Q&As. So I'm going to come and do all of the Q&As next month. I am also going to be doing a Thursday night 5 p.m. call where I'm going to be doing like business coaching 1 week. Another, I forget what all I'm doing. Doing a lot of them. 1 week is business coaching. 1 week is understanding your shitty emotions. Don't you love how I title everything? I would just like everybody to know that Logan named the time blocking portion, and it's called how to time block without the BS. I was so proud of him. I was like, oh, my baby, he's just growing up. He didn't say it. He was like, he won't say bullshit, but he will say BS. We're going to do a night where we talk all about urges when in terms of drinking, because a lot of you are right now. And then we're going to do another business coaching call. We're going to do a couple of business coaching calls because a lot of people, and when I say business coaching, I am not going to tell you how to run your business. What I'm going to do is get work on your mindset around work, around your business, around all of those things. And we have some other things coming up. I will be doing my normal Sunday, just open office hours coaching. All of the things. So if you want to ask me a question, you need to put into the Q&A right now, and then we are going to rock it and roll it. Number one, Carolyn, I am 70% sure I have an ulcer or some type of acid reflux. I'm struggling to find -2 with this. I can help you with this. I too have suffered from ulcers in the past. Food helps dull the burning. I am waiting for a call back from a doctor because I can't go see them right now with the lockdown. Any advice? I would have a protocol. I would have an ulcer protocol if I was you. So be very decisive about the foods that you are going to eat. And I honestly would, your body is like, I want you to think about the basic premise of what we do when it comes to the hunger scale. It is to understand and listen and trust our body. Right now, your body is helping you say like, I'm going to need a little food right now. It's not saying I need me a throwdown and I need you to eat a bunch of junk and all this other stuff and feel bad for yourself because you have an ulcer. But what it is telling you is that you need to trust the wisdom, and like until this can get solved, you don't have to gain weight. You don't have to like break your habits. You just need to like, if your ulcer's acting up, eat a little something, settle it down and move on. That's what I would do. When I had my ulcer, ended up losing like 40 pounds. I was throwing up. I just couldn't get control over it. I was also in high school. So let's just like not say that I wasn't going to the doctor. It was, we just didn't know what was wrong. And it took them a long time to figure it out. So I can't seem to wrap my mind around my unwilling six-year-old twins to do their online homework and work full-time. How do I quiet my mind? The crying, the fits, and the utter refusal to do what is required is upsetting, and I'm losing it emotionally. All right. So you are saying all of their crying, all of their words, all of their stuff is making me upset. Let's remember the model. The model is where all of that's happening. You are having thoughts about it that are upsetting to you. It is probably going to be one is, how do I quiet my mind? I don't think you need to quiet your mind. Like when your kids are throwing a batshit crazy fit because they don't want to do homework, do you really like, I just want to be sitting here in peace and quiet? Like think about what it is you actually do want to think. It might be, I need to be patient. I might need, like with myself, I might need to be understanding that they don't want to be doing all this. This is why they're acting that way. Well, very often what we do is we forget, especially with like six-year-olds, eight-year-olds, 10-year-olds, they're expressing their emotions externally. They're having their external fit. You're going to need to not have an internal fit. The only difference between the two of you is they're screaming and crying on the outside and you're screaming and crying on the inside. They don't have the emotional bandwidth to manage their mind just yet. And that's what I always try to remember when Logan, I mean, he's 17, and when he's having a hard time, I just always remember he doesn't have the emotional bandwidth to figure this out. But I have the mental bandwidth to decide how I want to think about this. Understanding where they're coming from sometimes is just enough for mama to be like, no, I don't like it when this is happening. It is very true. I don't like this, all this other stuff. But understanding that like, it's like, okay, this is the not fun part for all of us. That's a very different conversation than just sitting there and going, I just wish they'd be quiet. If they would just be quiet, my life would be so different and blah, blah, blah. And I can't work when all this is happening. There's that level of frustration that happens in your brain. And then there is the frustration of just sitting there and thinking about like, yeah, we're all getting used to a new normal. Everybody's having a hard time right now. And that's okay. We don't all have to be our best to feel a little better than wore out, stressed out, and frustrated. And you said, I want to gain control of the situation. I want you to think about, can you just let them have a hard time right now? Same thing with you. Can you just allow yourself the compassion to be like, this is not easy for any of us? Like, I don't need to gain control of the situation. Like, the situation doesn't need to change for me to feel better. The only way I'm going to feel better is if I just decide that this isn't worth all of us being emotionally frustrated over. We can all just be disappointed. We can all just be adjusting to change. We can all just be patient with each other, trying to figure out this. But, you know, sometimes I just tell myself, like Logan is 17. Next week, he starts the homeschooling routine. This week, he's been frustrated that he's on spring break at the house and Chris and I are having to work around the clock. And I'm just like, yeah, I'm disappointed too, buddy. And I'm just letting him be frustrated because I just understand it's not easy. It's not easy when everything's not going the way you think it should. And that's kind of what you two have in all, well, three of you, all of you have in common. Things aren't going the way we think they should, and we're all upset about it. And it's like, you need to understand that this is just the way things are going. There is no should. They can't conceptualize that. I need help joining a watch party. I don't know how to get into one. When we have them, the best way is just they should populate in the Facebook feed inside of our group. We're going to schedule them. Watch parties are a little weird. I will give it to you. Facebook loves them, but they haven't like mastered their technology. The best way to do it, from what I understand, what I would do, Debbie, is I would probably, I don't think Mary Jo is on this call. I think MJ is on this call. You could go to the Facebook group and just tag Mary Jo McDonald and just say, I've been having trouble getting into watch parties. Is there a super secret tip? I believe that if you go to the search bar inside of the Facebook group and you type in watch party, sometimes it'll populate it, but they don't always automatically populate. But we do like to have them because some people, they just do populate. I want to believe, I just click on the party picture and I'm in. I do believe there is a way to be notified of them, but I'm not 100% sure. But if you will just ask over there, Mary Jo is the Facebook expert. I'm just going to tell you, I used to be, and now I'm lucky if I can hit live, share a picture, and type some shit. I feel like Facebook has changed so much on how to do it that I'm just like, you know, I'm always in here in Zoom and creating content and videos. And I'm just like, somebody load this. Mama don't know what she's doing no more. Robin. Working on my thoughts regarding work. I'm a nurse. Work as a manager in a hospital. I'm trying to stay calm for my staff, freaking out about their safety and their health, especially if they think I'm not doing enough to protect them. What can I work on thinking to help me deal with other people's thoughts and feelings about the COVID? So let me grab my, y'all are going to see my onesie. It's onesie day here at PNP. I love me a good onesie. I have like three of them. Find this. Let me show y'all how this works. So, one of the things about other people's thoughts and feelings, especially during a time like this, is just remember, you know, do I even have them? Oh, yeah. I was going to say, do I even have markers in here? I was filming downstairs earlier. So, we are going to have, all their opinions. How about that? We'll just go with that. Now, we could put in there the opinion of I'm not doing enough. You probably are getting sentences, like all kinds of sentences from everyone. And depending on the sentence, like I'm not doing enough or she should be more scared, whatever it is, right? Everybody's going to have an opinion. Your job is to decide which ones that you find valuable for you and which ones you don't. I'm actually going to read you something here and then I'm going to show you in the model. Let me find this. This was from the Relationships Weekend. It's called the Take It or Leave It. You have someone's opinion and the first thing you have to decide is, did I actually hear them say it? If you did not hear them say it, you do not spend mental bandwidth. You do not model it. If somebody says, somebody else said or whatever, it's a delete. We don't like sit there and do hearsay. That's just like, it's not even useful for you. And that is the reason why you don't, it's like, oh my God, I heard so-and-so say that so-and-so said that blah, 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 blah. I just always like to think, unless I actually hear it, I am not going to spend time worrying about it, thinking about it, and feeling bad about it. It's not worth my mental energy. Well, let's just say you did. Like they said it directly to me. If you know them, like, let's say it's just a rank stranger who says, like, I think you suck. I don't think you run any nursing department really well. I've seen better managers. And you don't know them? That's a delete. So for all of you, we don't take some rank stranger's opinion and decide to feel bad about it. They don't know you. They don't know jack shit about you. Why do you give a shit? Why do you want to take somebody's opinion that you don't know if they're a crazy ass? Why would you believe them? Don't sit there and do that to yourself. Delete. Now, let's say you do know them. The next thing you need to do is like, of these nurses that I'm hearing these opinions from, are they valuable to me? Like, are these valuable opinions? If the answer is yes, guess what? We ask another question. What do you think happens if you personally don't value their opinion? Delete. That is an automatic delete. Like as we go down, it's like, oh my fucking God, are you serious? If you don't value their opinion and then they give you one, we don't spend time there. That's a no-brainer. So let's just pretend, oh my God, yes, I do value their opinion. Then you got to ask yourself, could it be from love? If they're giving you an opinion and you think it's because they really love you or they like you or something, then what we do is we ask, is it helpful or true? Is this opinion helpful or true? If it's not, guess what? If somebody you love tells you their opinion, but it's not helpful and it's not true, okay, delete. It's just their opinion. We don't know what world they're living in right now. I'm guessing that your nurses are overworked, stressed, tired, and scared for their life. They're probably not going to be sitting around going, here's what I need to do. I need to make sure that Robin feels really good today. I feel like complete ass, but my priority is to make sure Robin feels really good. I need to just only say the nice things to her so that her emotions basket stays full. That is not how this world works, ever. It is unrealistic to think that on somebody's worst day, that they're going to be feeling like taking care of your emotions and showing up their best for you. So if it is helpful, if it might be true, the last thing you do is you pause, you think about it, you decide if it's something that you want to change or give credit to. If it is, guess what? Then you've come to a really good conclusion. Thank God they told me that. Should probably like think about this. If not, delete. If it's not worth it, you delete. This is how we do the decision filter on other people's opinions. Now, the next thing though here is they're trying to stay calm for my staff. They're freaking out about their own safety and health. Again, they're not going to show up as their best self. They're probably going to say things they don't even mean. Their minds are probably running wild. And when their mind runs wild, guess what happens? When people are scared and when people are worried and stuff, they need a target. I have come to find this out big time this week. They just need someone to blame so that they don't have to deal with their own fear. It is way easier to be upset with how you're showing up than to consider how I'm showing up for myself. And most people in the world don't know how. They don't have a model. They don't understand any of it. So they think I'm not doing enough to protect them. What can I work on thinking to help me deal with other people's thoughts and opinions? So if you want to be calm, I want you to think about, like, when they're hurdling all this, right? If you want to be calm through it, what thought's going to get you there? I bet they're afraid. I bet they're just scared. It's hard to show up as your best self when you're scared and afraid. That will calm you down, and then your actions will be to decide what opinions to value. So it's they are just scared. And then the result is when they are just scared is your thought and you're calm and you get decisive about what opinions to value, guess what? You get confident self-opinion. You start showing the people who are scared, you start being the leader and start affecting the change. One of the things that I have been talking about recently in a lot of my stuff. Oh, sorry. Let me take my earring. I just got texted that my beautiful earrings are jacking the flow with the mic. One of the things that I've been talking to people about is humans love being in a tribe. So we're all here because we love being with like-minded people. We want to fit in. And what we do is we start looking around to see what everybody else is doing. And we start mirroring all of that. We did this because back in the prehistoric days, you mirrored the tribe to make sure the tribe knew you were strong enough to fit in and that you knew how to act and whatnot. Because if they didn't trust you and thought you were dangerous, they would exile you from the tribe. And you were left to defend yourself against tigers and all the things. We don't really have that nowadays. You get exiled from one group, you just go to Match.com or Facebook and you find you a new one. It's not that hard. So what happens is that humans are mirroring things. They're probably feeding off of everything they're seeing. and not realizing that they have a choice on how to think and feel. One of the things that this group is going to need to do, especially my frontline people, you are going to have to be the reflection of which we want the world to see, so that more people can mirror your peace, your calm, your compassion, your ability to get through all of this. That is what's going to like help the husbands, help the partners, the spouses, the kids, all of it. When we talk about six-year-olds, what is the reflection you want for them? When you have your nurses who are scared, what is the reflection that you want for them? Think about that each and every day, so that as we go out and we start navigating and putting our message out there, we're putting the one that's going to make this world a better place. Can we please bring back coaching during the day? I missed the Wednesday afternoon call. We have we have Sunday during the day. So I already have a noon call on Sundays. We'll look at the schedule. Let me see what I can do. But usually what happened is our midweek calls, just no one came. We barely had like 30 people would show up. So sometimes we couldn't even get enough people to get coached on those calls. So that's one reason those calls went away. That's why we're doing like the 9 a.m. Saturday. We're doing the 12 p.m. on Sunday. The weekends are where most people can catch me and like get on those calls. That's kind of the reasoning. What we do is we like to look for times when most people can like put it into their schedule. And so we try to schedule around those times. I've not been on my Peloton since all this started. I don't know why, and it seems so easy to just hop on, but I feel frozen with anxiety and lack of motivation. Okay, you do know why. Jen, there's no telling yourself, I don't know why I'm not on it. You know why you're not on it? You have a thought that's causing you anxiety. That's it. You just need to figure out, like, my Peloton anxiety. Don't ride. We need to figure out, like, what's the thought and that's going to create the result. Whatever thought that you're having about the Peloton, I just can't do this. Now is not, I'm going to tell you a big one for a lot of people is now is not the right time. It's all too serious out there. For a Peloton ride? In your own damn gym? In your house. Like, we have to like gut check our brain. Like, our brain is sitting around saying, now's not right the time to be losing weight, Corinne. Now's not the right time to be exercising. Now's not the right time. When is the right time? Tell me when the right time is. Most of you can tell me 1,000 times when it's not the right time to do jack shit. That's called the brain's excuse. You need to ask yourself, like, are you going to live with now's not the right time because of this? Because of coronavirus? Or are we going to be like, now is the time I follow through on my shit despite the coronavirus? I'm only having anxiety because I keep thinking these sentences. That's not enough to stop me from riding my bike. Like, those are some of the things that we have to think about. And I really want you to think about that. My anxiety and frozen is coming from sentences in my brain. It is time for you to do a thought download on, I'm feeling anxiety because of these thoughts. Write every sentence out, and every sentence gets a new model. Some of those sentences, though, I really want you to challenge yourself. Are those feelings anxiety, or are there other feelings attached to them? One thing that a lot of you will think is, everything's just causing me anxiety. Anxiety feels a little different than overwhelm. There's resignation. There's apathy. There's going to be a lot of feelings that you guys are going to go through. So when you do a model like this, when you do a thought download and you think, all right, I'm having anxiety and it's keeping me from riding my bike. It's because I'm thinking these things when it's time to ride my bike. What are those things? Then each sentence is now a thought in a model about your Peloton, and ask what feeling is attached to that one. And then do the model. I would do it for all of them. Give yourself at least 10, especially if anxiety is coming up for you. And then work every one of those models, because here's the thing. You probably have, if you're at anxiety, I'm going to guess that you have about 10 different thoughts running around about getting on your Peloton since the coronavirus. That's your real C. A lot of you just do this one model and you're like, why am I not fixed? I got my shiny thought for this one thing. It's like, well, bitch, because you got like 10 other thoughts running around in there that are all jacking you up with overwhelm or depression or sadness or panic, or you got different anxious thoughts. Every one of them gets a model, because if you don't uncover all of them, then what happens is you fix this one and you think this is the only one, and the other ones are just running around like fucking gremlins in the background. No. Just because this one you have a different thought does not make these have different thoughts too. You got to know all the picture that you're working with. Do you check the 24-hour plan box at the bottom of your daily planner pages only if you follow the plan, or just for making the plan? I'm struggling with judging myself for never following my plans. It doesn't matter if you check the box or not. That has nothing to do with your judgment. You're trying to tell me that checking a box or not, here's what we got. Didn't follow my plan up here. I'm just going to put judgment thought. Feel like shit. And to solve that, you're like, well, I should not check boxes. That's not how it works. Do you see how that's like not going to work? Like, we're trying to like figure out how to do something different to stop thinking shitty things about ourselves, rather than how about we work on not following our plan, still checking our boxes or not checking our boxes, and change this conversation. Y'all quit trying to change what you do so that you don't have to feel bad. What if we just decide to start thinking new things so that we don't feel bad? That's what you need to be working on. Every judgment thought, every one of them, when it comes, you got to do the same thing we just did upstairs. We're going to make a list of 10 things. When we don't follow our plan, here's the 10 judgy thoughts that I have about me. Each one of them, what feeling is attached to it? What are the things that I do or do not do in those moments, and what result do I get? You need to, did everybody lose sound or just one person? Somebody said I lost sound. What you have to do is you are going to have to make sure that you are working on this. Don't get so consumed about the box. Who gives a fuck? I'm going to tell you right now, half the tribe checks the box because they made their plan, and half the tribe checks the box if they followed their plan. It's totally irrelevant. I'm more interested in, why are we not working on how you think? Why are we so obsessed about a box and trying to figure out how to do a box instead of like figuring out how to start thinking about ourselves? You need 10 models that drops your judgment thoughts. You need 10 up-leveled models about yourself when you don't follow your plan, so that you can start learning. And you need to do those models, because every one of them is going to have an action line, and I want you blowing it out. I don't want no half-ass action line. I don't want it to be like, you know, it's okay. You'll learn from this. The feeling is whole, and the action is do a discovery worksheet. That's bullshit. I want to know all the things that you're going to do. Like, remind myself tomorrow to say something nice. At 4 o'clock, set an alarm to remind myself to stay on my plan. And here's what I will think if I don't. Lay out discovery worksheets every single place that I tend to overeat. Like, we need to like come up with all the ways that you're going to trigger yourself to think lush. Every action line better have all the things. If you've ever come to an event, y'all know almost every event, some poor sacrificial lamb comes busting up in and they want to do a model. I'm like, I can't stop, you know, with that plus two. That's hard. I'm like, all right, let's do a model. We get a beautiful thought. And the action is, pay attention to my plus two. I'm like, bitch, if paying attention to your plus two was going to work, it would have worked 3 months ago. Quit trying to pay attention to your plus two. What the fuck does that even mean? It has got to be detailed. What does that look like? What are the five things every meal you're doing to pay attention like a boss? Are you going to eat with your non-dominant hand? Are you going to set timers on your phone to stop eating? Are you going to have 3 meals a week where you eat monk meal? If you came to my sixth day, you'd be having a monk meal. I made them bitches go to lunch, and I'm like, guess what? Ain't nobody talking. Y'all going to look like asshats in front of the staff. That staff was looking at them like, they were rowdy yesterday. What's wrong with them? No talking in the lunchroom. So that you can pay attention. Like, that's an action line. An action line is detailed. An action line is full of it. It's not full of shit. Okay. I hope that helped. I'm always asking about this, but I have 20 pounds left and just seem to be staying in my shitty diaper about this because I've been about the same weight for a year. How do I get over it and lose it? Well, what are you going to do about it? Whatever you've been doing ain't working. So let's figure out what you're going to do about it. Where's the overeating happening? What does that action line look like? What are the 1,001 things that you've learned? Like, tell me what you've been learning from all of this. That's how we get off the 20 pounds. Doing something different. Like, have you tried eating in silence? Or if you're blowing past your two, have you tried, how many meals in this last year have you ate in silence to listen to everything that you say? How many meals in the last year have you sat in silence, listened, and then wrote everything down in between each bite to understand the relationship that you have with your food and your satisfaction level? How many meals have y'all had? This is for all of you at this point. How many meals have you noticed you're hungry and waited 30 minutes to make sure it's actual hunger, that it's not just the first whisper of hunger, that it's actual hunger? And then decided, like, once a week when I do that, guess what I'm going to do? Get me out some paper and write down my drama about waiting 30 minutes as if my ass couldn't wait. Every thought, oh my God, this is going to be terrible. This must be what them eating disorder bitches do. Like, we got to uncover all of that. And then you do model after model after model. Like, you do all that, probably going to drop the 20 pounds. How many discovery worksheets have you done? Have you done, like, this is the other thing. Have you done a discovery worksheet every single overeat without fail because you're so committed to losing 20 pounds? How many of them have you taken to ask coaches? Did you do it daily? Like, that is, like, a lot of you are, like, working hard. And then when I say that, you're like, well, I'm not doing all that. And I'm like, why? Because if I'm committed like the pig is to the bacon, I'm doing all the things. I am trying everything I possibly can. Even if I'm messing up all the way there, I would rather come in on two wheels, a binder this big full of shit that I've been working on, examples of all these monk meals I've had, everything, and say, it's still not working. And I would go through every piece of paper. I just never have anybody come to me with that level of work. Now, y'all will come to me with your thoughts about how painful it is that it's not helped by working. And I'm like, that's not helping you. This isn't working is the most poisonous thought you can ever allow yourself to indulge in. It has to be, I'm willing to keep working until I figure it out. This will only work if I'm doing everything I know I can do, not just telling myself. I'm not saying that you aren't. I'm just giving examples of my experience with what typically happens. When I say, well, have you tried all this stuff? People are like, no. How did you even come up with it? And I'm like, I just sat here not thinking it couldn't be solved. my brain is on creative mode. I'm thinking, well, we just got to figure out all the things you need to do to get this fixed. And you're thinking, this ain't working. My brain automatically, my action line is like brainstorm like a motherfucker every day. Wake up every day and think about, if I believe I'm going to figure this out, what are the 5 new things I can try? And every day, if you did that, can you imagine how many things at the end of the year, you would have a bank of shit. You could probably sell it on PNP. Like, I don't even know. It'd be valuable as hell. I found since I have to work at home, I'm cooking 3 meals a day and I've noticed weight gain, but sticking to plan. I think maybe it's because of the types of food I'm eating. So at work, I would always have a healthy salad, protein, and now I might have manwich and baked fries. That's a different meal. I'm eating to my plus 2 and I keep thinking it should not matter what foods. Maybe I just need to dial in my plus 2. I would, because like you're going to need to eat slower. If you're going to be eating French fries and manwiches instead of a salad and protein, you're getting a lot of vegetables in one and in the other, you're not. Right? Why not just eat a salad at home? Why are you eating? Why are we suddenly having manwich and fries? I'm not saying you can't have a manwich, but that would be like saying, well, it shouldn't matter what I eat. So every day I'm going to plan sheet cake. And I'm going to eat sheet cake until my plus 2. And then for dinner, I'm going to plan burgers and fries. That's what I'm going to do. That's going to be great. I'm just going to eat to my 2. And then wonder why. I was like, huh. I noticed that when I switch from salads and proteins, it shit ain't working. If it's not working, then guess what? Go back to salads. Drop down to a manwich every few days and eat it slower, because you're probably eating such denser food with a manwich and fries that you're probably overeating at some point. Your body is telling you there's extra overeating going on. What are your tips for not eating your face off or drinking your face off during shelter in place, or tips for not getting annoyed with my 4-year-old? You probably wouldn't want to drink if you're not annoyed. Let's just put it that way, right? You're sitting around annoyed at your 4-year-old all day long. You're going to want to buffer. You're going to have to notice, like, when I feel annoyed. Only guys, this is the thing. This is what's funny. So I've been quarantined for 12 years now. I've worked right in front of my kitchen. I have worked with my child at home in summers. I have worked all the ways. I now work with my husband. Y'all all think that's glorious? Let him shoot you snarly looks half the time just for walking by the room. If you're annoyed, that is a feeling. It is generated by, so we've got 4-year-old at home. Sheltered in place. What is your thought about it? Or whatever he does is up here. Why are you annoyed? Are you sitting there thinking he should be different, or if he'd quit acting this way, I'd feel a different way? A lot of you do that. If they quit acting that way, I'd feel a different way. No, that is not how it works. If they're acting, whatever way they're acting, like, decide what your 4-year-old's going to do. He's going to sit. He's never going to ask you for anything. He's going to play on his own. Let's hope he's potty trained. Logan didn't potty train 4.5. He's going to cook his own meals. He's going to do all these things. Whatever it is we're envisioning a 4-year-old to do. You're annoyed if you have a vision that he should be different than he is. That's what happens. Or you're annoyed because you think this shouldn't be happening. And then the way he's acting is giving you evidence of that. We're going to have to sit and think about this. Do we want to be annoyed with the people in our life when they're just being themselves? Or do we want to say to ourselves, it's probably normal 4-year-old behavior, and I don't have to like it right now. That's very different than annoyed. That's accepting. I don't have to love every minute of this. There will be things that I like about this, just right now isn't the time. That is a very different energy level than what most of us have on our thought line, which is a bunch of hoonanny of like, if they would just not act that way, I wouldn't be annoyed. If that's what you're thinking, guys, that's not even how it works. And that's why you never get it solved. You're going to need a four-year-old to change in order for you to feel better. That's a big ask, a four-year-old to change. We can't even get our spouses to change. Can you imagine a four-year-old changing? Hell, we got a lady up here with six-year-old. You feel better with your twins? You should be able to change them. We got a four-year-old now. So it's like one of those things where you have to think about the model. You need, like, guys, if you're feeling like ass right now, you need to do your models so you can understand why you feel like ass. So many of you are telling me this. I'm this because of that. I'm feeling annoyed because of how they're acting. I'm feeling enraged because of what they're saying. You are being a victim and you have to stop right now or you're going to gain 10 pounds. That is what's going to happen. We are going to have to get this in check. The thought is yours to get in check, not anybody else's. How do you want to think about being sheltered in place with your four-year-old the next few weeks? Because if it's going to be this, then the action line becomes drinking and eating. If you're going to be accepting that everybody's going to have a lot of thoughts and feelings right now, you don't need to eat and you don't need to drink through it. You can get through it. The more you guys manage your mind around things, I promise you, the less urgency and desire you're going to generate in the evening to eat to get away from it. The problem is that eating is not going to get you away from shit. All it's going to do is stop this thought. That's all that happens. You will eat. You will prove the, like let's say four-year-old Shannon Place, he shouldn't do this. He shouldn't be that way. Annoyed. The action, like stew all day. The result, I don't act like an adult. I don't act like I want him to act. Right? If we're going to sit around and stew, most of our kids are literally the outward projection of everything going on inside of our head. We just think we're somehow rising above and better because we're just doing it all on the inside and then eating over it. Like, this is what, here's a good way to solve it. So like, hey, four-year-old, like, I'm so tired of you being annoying. I just want you to go and sit with this bottle of wine, chill yourself out a little bit. That's what we need to have happen. In fact, I'll share with you. We all need to chill out right now. If you're not going to give your four-year-old wine, don't give you wine either. And there's that. So what do you think about this? And what happens is I want him to act. Oh, I start acting like him, right? You do this model all day long and stew. Your next model is going to be 8 p.m. comes along. Your thought is, this has been a terrible day. I just need to take the edge off. You've been doing it all day long to yourself, and now you need to take the edge off yourself. Urgency and desire comes in. And then you drink, and then you lose your edge for weight loss. That's what we've got to fix. So we need to do models that show us how to think. This is the model you really need to be working on. Because when you work on that model, the next one becomes so much easier. You'll be able to shoot down your normal bullshit of just wanting a drink if you go in with your emotional capabilities on high versus going in on an empty tank. I work in a hotel and about 80% of the people that I work with are being laid off for at least 3 months. How do I manage the sadness? I think you just be sad. Do you want to be happy for them? I think a lot of us don't realize that there are times that we actually want to be sad. Now's probably one of them. We just need to pick and choose when we're going to be sad. I always like to feel love and sadness. So on one way, when, like, you know, the hotel industry's taking a huge hit. You know, most hotels are, like, a lot of them are shutting down right now. There's all kinds of things. There's all kinds of people in the service industry that are, you know, it's going to be a little bit. And so when you have, you know, my coworkers are being laid off, and your thought, whatever it is, you're going to feel sad. So just remember that it's generating from something that you're thinking about the layoff. One thing I think a lot of you don't realize is you can have two models about the same thing, and they can have very different emotions around them. Like in this model, let's say, like your thought is, there's a, like one thought that you need to watch out for that wouldn't be helpful for you is, I wish this wasn't happening. That's not really a sad thought. That's going to be a resistance thought. That's going to keep you feeling really bad. Resistance is always more work than sad. Sad would be, this is sad. I am sad for them. And then you feel sad on purpose. And you're like, this is when I want to feel sad. This is the part of life where I do want to invite that in. I don't want to be unnecessarily sad over bullshit things, but you know, this is not a bullshit thing. This is a legit thing for me. And I want that. It's just like so many of, like, I've got friends right now losing their jobs, and I'm sad for them because I love them. And that's the other model. The other models where we feel love when we think about them, and we think things like, I'll be there for them. I'm glad I'm a coach. Like, I'm glad they have me to reach out to. That is something that gives me some peace and gives me some other things. But there's also a part of me that just is like, you know, I do. I feel like compassion for them and sadness for them. And I allow myself to feel sad on purpose. I've been eating off plan at night, like one chocolate chips. It says chocolate of chips. I'm not sure what that means. I've been doing my discovery worksheet, but I do plan that on the next day. I'm scared that I'll lose the progress that I've made. I would plan it rather than, like, here's the deal. Do you want to plan it and eat it on purpose, where you have to consciously think about it and evaluate it every day? Or do you want to not plan it, eat it behind your own back, feel bad about it, and develop the habit of just eating off plan? One allows you to eat on plan, on purpose, and make conscious decisions and think about your goals and stuff in that moment. The other one has you wishing you could have it, wanting it, focusing in on your desire for it, breaking your plan, building a habit of breaking the plans and saying F it and starting over in the morning and having some shame. I think I'd just plan it and get real conscious and aware around it. I am a newbie to the tribe, probably January baby. So it's the whole point of PNP that I'm supposed to learn to keep my word about eating. I have watched and rewatched the NoBS, and I will continue to do so, but I'm still confused about the core of what skill I'm trying to build. Discipline, keeping my word, both. It's all about the commitment to yourself. Like, you're building a lot of things. So when it comes to your eating and making a plan, here's some of the skills that you're developing. The skill of deciding with your best self and not deciding with the version of you who just wants it in the moment. So, like, we're doing ourselves a future self a solid by planning ahead of time. Second, commitment. By making a plan and a realistic one, we're learning how to commit to ourselves. We're learning how to do the things that we say we will do. That is why we keep it really realistic. And then we're also building the consciousness around eating. Most of us have been eating on autopilot forever. And when you make a plan and you keep the plan visible all day long and you ask yourself to eat the things that are on the plan, what you end up creating is a level of consciousness around the food, and you break the habit of autopilot eating. It also allows you, as you're dialing into your hunger scale and stuff, it allows you to start building trust, which is another skill. Trust is a skill when it comes to food. You start building the skill of trust with listening to your body, understanding your body, and knowing what your body's doing. I struggle the most with committing ahead of time to dinner. I can make a whole day's plan, but dinner keeps me stuck. Dinner's not keeping you stuck. Here's dinner. You have a thought, dinner's keeping me stuck, which probably feels frustrating or something, right? Guess what's not happening on the action line? Figuring out how to commit. Just think, all you're thinking about is this is a problem. This is a problem. That becomes like your action line becomes consumed with it being a problem, but you don't open the door for creativity with that thought. So that's one of the things I want to point out real quick. Sometimes I make my plan, but just X through dinner because I don't want to not make my whole plan just because I'm stuck on dinner. Any ideas? Can I put two options or something instead? Yeah, you can definitely put two options there. I think that's fine. I would rather you start with two options and then pick one. Or want, like, do that for a little while. Then the next level up for you would be to put one option and start learning how to talk to yourself about it. So the first thing would be like, continue to plan. Like at some point, start planning one option. And if you're breaking it, understand the kind of relationship you have with yourself around it. Do you seek to become a better version of you when you break your plan? Or do you beat yourself down to a worsened version of you? That's why I encourage you guys, never stop planning. It unveils the relationship you have with yourself. Most of you, what you do is you break your plan, you quit planning to get away from you. And I'm like, that is not going to get you to your goal. You need to keep planning and use it as the trigger to redefine, relearn, and rewire the relationship you have with yourself. As you do that, you are more likely to show up with creativity on how to solve for why you're actually breaking your plan. You stop planning, there can never be creativity in the action line because you ain't acting anymore. I need help with my intentional model. Hey, I talked to you the other day. C, not following my plan. Thought, even when I follow the plan, I get fatter. I don't think that's the model. Even when I follow the plan, I get fatter, I think is not from coming from the circumstance of not following the plan. I think that's another thought. I think there's another circumstance that thought is attached to is the issue that you're having. So frustrated and discouraged, I eat off plan, all in one, sad, frustrated, eating off plan, getting fat. The intentional model, not following my plan. I don't think that your intention, here's what I want to do. Let's focus on your intentional model. When you're not following your plan, how do you truly want to think about it? If you don't follow your plan, here's the thing. Let me just show this model. So the circumstance is not following the plan. I would suggest a lot of you, sometimes it's really hard for you guys to come up with actual thoughts and feelings that you can move to next. What a lot of you, it's a lot easier for you to do is to figure out the action line first. So when you do a model, you can always start in your action line. So if you're not, like, let's say the circumstance is not following the plan, then what I want you to do is think about, all right, so when I don't follow the plan, what do I want to have happen? Like, it needs to be a discovery worksheet. Post in Ask Coaches. Talk to accountability partner. Ask for feedback in Facebook group. And then the other thing that you could do is so once you do your discovery worksheet, if you didn't follow your plan, discovery worksheet, you mirror today's plan tomorrow. Mirror today's actual eating tomorrow. Eat that with paper and write all thoughts down. That's an action line for one overeat. That's somebody who wants to solve overeating. Discovery worksheet is somebody who wants to do a discovery worksheet. You will learn from it, But you got to be doing more if it's not working. If your discovery worksheet is not working and it's showing you this, if you're just writing the same thing down every time, I want you to write something different. Challenge yourself, like, look, I'm not using the same old thought. I'm going to push myself to figure out there's got to be a different thought. I'm going to come up with 5 different things that I can do for the next time that I haven't even thought of yet. I will reach out to everybody I know for tips, tricks, and hacks on this one. If every time you didn't follow your plan, you were like, you know what? Listening to the urge call, the no BS. I'm going to listen to that. I'm going to listen to that. I don't care if I have to listen to it 50,000 times. I'm going to listen to it. If I'm not following my plan, tomorrow, like, you're going to do all of this tomorrow, urge meditation before my normal overeat. So the thought that's going to get you here is, I'll never give up. I don't care what happens. I will figure this out. You've got to be so determined to solve this, guys, and be so serious about it with yourself that you are willing to go through the fire of your own self-judgment and fix it. That you are willing to go through the fire of doing all kinds of shit that you never thought you'd do to try to solve your weight problems. You got to be willing to fix it. Not be willing to be perfect. Not to have expectations you're always going to do it right. You got to be willing to get to this level of working on your overeating so you can get serious about the rest of your life. Be ready to put the shit to bed. Like this, like, you want to feel confident. You know what this is? The feeling is serious, committed. If you don't follow your plan, your thought better be, time to get to work. No time for shaming. No time for sitting around going, well, if I follow my plan, I just get fatter. If you're following your plan and you're gaining weight, adjust your plan. Don't sit there and lie to yourself that following the plan day in and day out is going to somehow make you gain weight. If you're gaining weight and you're following the plan, the only thing that means is adjust the plan. It doesn't mean planning doesn't work. It means look for something that you can start adjusting. Ask for help. If you're determined to figure it out, freaking be determined to figure it out. A lot of you are going to have to start doing this level of work. Like, you will tell me, but I really want it. I'm telling you now, Corinne, I think about it all the time. I just want to lose my weight. It's so bad. If that's the case, then mirror your wants and desires. Stop telling me you can't plan the foods that you think are going to make you fat on that realistic plan. They're not making you overweight because you're planning them too much. They're making you overweight because you won't plan them and get real about them and get serious with them and figure out that you don't really need them. So many of you are so sold that these are the foods you have to eat that you won't even give yourself the chance to ruin the relationship between you two. It is like, but I love that guy. He may like slap me around sometimes, but I just want to keep him. Look, we all have to figure out, like, at some point we have foods, y'all, just like me and ice cream, me and all the things. I had to plan them and eat them and wean myself off of them to figure out I wanted my life more than I wanted the taste. That I wanted to figure out how am I going to get so busy on improving my life that this over here just not as fun anymore. It's not comforting anymore. This now holds me back from all this that I'm working on and creating. All of this that you work on create starts with better thinking about your life. It does not start with check boxes. And it does not start with like bullshit. We got to address what's really happening in our lives. If you don't like yourself, get on that self-love course. Do not tell me that you ain't got time. One thing we all have right now is plenty of fucking time on our hands. Unless you're in the front lines, guys, if you are at home, I don't care if your four-year-old is naked running through the house. Ain't nobody gonna see him. Get you a piece of paper and write down why you're annoyed. Save it for later. And instead of drinking at night, solve for why you've been annoyed. Write the thoughts down during the day while it's happening. Sticky note it someplace. Keep it in a stack. At night, you got models. And say, like, the price to get into that wine bottle or that bag of Doritos is models on all this shit I thought about all day long. That's commitment. That's determination. That's somebody who says, I want it so bad. Tell me how. This is how. This right here. Somebody said, this needs to be on the website so we can listen on repeat. It will be. We'll put this in the replays as soon as we're done. Have you been doing your routine as normal as possible? Can you share how you can stay as centered as possible, please? I am doing my routine. I will tell you, I am working a lot more right now. But what I'm doing is I'm waking up. Here's one planner. My planners are all over the house. This is my business planner. It's getting done each day. Now, I will tell you the one thing that my routine has broken is because we are doing a lot of stuff for you guys. I normally take everything that I put in here and I put it on my computer so that my whole team can see what I'm working on. We're just working on things so fast right now that I decided I'm not going to fill that out for the next week or two. I'm just going to do I do better with paper. It centers me to write it down. So I'm putting it in here and they just know that I'm on all day and most of the evening. And so we've been having meetings more, just hopping on a Zoom call for 30 minutes or whatever to kind of everybody talk about what you just got done so that we all know like all the moving pieces. And then we go to the next bunch of stuff. I'm still planning my food every day, just sitting there planning it. I will say, Aunt JJ, they're on vacation. They actually went to Florida. They're in a beach house all by themselves, but I didn't have food this week prepped. And so I have ate Fiber One for breakfast every day. I love Fiber One. I've been loving the Fiber One for years though. Just know that with pumpkin seeds and granola. I have ate a lot of deli meat and cheese. And nuts. I've been having that for lunch because it's fast. If I've gotten lunch, some days I haven't ate lunch. I just haven't been hungry. I will tell you, I've been a little bit in the adrenaline of things. So when my adrenaline's running, I'm not as hungry. But I've been keeping water bottles around me all the time. We're going to bed around 9 or 10 o'clock every night. Now, I'm waking up really early. I'm not sleeping as good as I was. But I am making myself go to bed. I'm still working out in the mornings. I was very fortunate that this is a week where I didn't have big workouts this week. I had big workouts last week and this week was not big workouts. So I've only had to do like 30 minutes in the morning, that kind of thing. But I've been just putting it on my planner and getting it done. And then, dinner, I've had some salads. Sweet potatoes and, barbecue pork. We've had that. And we've had sandwiches this week. So we've had a mix of different things, but we're just all eating, like Logan's eating a lot of, he's like enjoying eating soup. He likes being able to open a can himself and heat it up. And like, he feels like he's, you know, I guess living the bachelor life with that. I've ate a lot of fruit this week. I have had a lot of meals that's had some fruit in it. But that's been about it. I'm just doing like the rest of you. What I'm trying to do is trying to stay not real far away from my habits. I would not say my habits are perfect or my habit, like I'm not sitting around going like, oh my God. The second all this started, I just became half the woman that I was. Like, I don't do that shit to myself. Now, there are things that have been coming up. Like, I've had to stop at least once a day and do a thought download and a model. Like, something comes up. Someone's not, I mean, you can imagine what everybody's going through right now. People are like, a lot of you love me, but there are some people who are just like not in love with things right now. And I happen to be a target. There's a lot of people really upset that, you know, we're not going to suddenly give away P&P for free for 6 months. I'm just, you know, people just, you know, it's just like the opinion filter. People have opinions, and a lot of them right now have opinions based in fear. And I get it. I have opinions based in fear also. And I know personally that I'm not going to expect the world to show up for Corinne and her emotions. But I also have compassion for myself that not every moment that I'm going to be like, you know, Teflon and deflecto on all of it. I just notice when I'm getting upset, notice when I'm not breathing well. I take a minute, I do a thought download, I do a model, and I just get my brain cleaned out. And if I can't even do a model, sometimes y'all, it's hard for me to, I can do models on y'all all day. Sometimes it's even hard for me to do a model. Just writing it all down, there is like a, it feels like a brick gets unloaded from my chest just to have it written down. Because when I write down my thoughts, I don't judge them. I don't think I'm wrong. I don't think I'm broken. I don't think this is bad or somehow this collection of thoughts, like you can't think stuff like that. I don't do that to myself. I just always remind myself, this is just what we're thinking right now. And it's okay. We can still do life. And I will tell you one thing, I've noticed a pattern with me, and I've been talking to a couple of my other life coach friends, is that we're so good at focusing on our work, and then like we can get a lot done and we can do a lot of work, but then when it gets a little quiet, the fear, the worry, all of that comes rushing up because it's not had a chance to breathe all day. It's literally been held down by the work. It's been held down by focusing on something else, but it was there and it's the undercurrent. And I have been really working on knowing that so that I can understand when it all happens. It's like a whoosh that comes in and I prepare myself for it and I don't judge myself for it. And I cry. I could cry right now just even talking about it because I'm calmed down from the coaching. But I just let myself be upset because I know it's because of how I'm thinking. I had to actually tell my mother that today. I mean, y'all can imagine our support right now is getting hammered with all kinds of stuff. I mean, people wanting to join right now. They're so like, oh my God, like I just want to join right now because like I've got all this time and I don't want to wait. And, you know, people are like, are you going to give discounts? And like just all kinds of stuff. So my mom is just like, poor little mama. She's working her fingers to the bone. And she got a few emails today where people are just scared and they were, you know, voicing their distinct opinion about me. And she got upset and she said, I just want to tell you that so many people love you and I'm getting just as, she said, I'm getting way more emails of people who love you and it's overwhelming because all these people who love you and then you have these few who don't. And she let the few outweigh the many. And so I just told her, I said, Mama, the only reason she was talking about how she just felt emotionally exhausted. And I said, you only have the feeling of emotional exhaustion because you have some sentences about a few people who emailed in. And just find the sentences and decide, is it worth it? Are these sentences worth dismissing all the good that you're seeing? And I encourage all of you to think about that. It is real easy right now to be focused on what's wrong in this world, that our lifestyle has been interrupted. We don't get to do what we want to do. We don't get to go where we want to go. You know, especially in the United States, we're not used to that. Lots of countries live like this day in and day out. And I just think we have to remind ourselves what's going right because the news is not going to do it for us. And the majority of our friends and family ain't either. We're going to need to be that mirror that I was talking about in the beginning. You got to be the mirror which people look into and hope to God that they want to mirror back. People need, they need some decency right now. They need some good right now. They need to see other people thriving and surviving. Not just getting through being at home on shelter orders and quarantine orders. They need to see people figuring out this shit and not emotionally eating over it. Still loving life. Still loving their children even when they're shitting on the walls. And figuring out how to not let it drive them to drink. That's what we're going to need more of. Don't be embarrassed if you're not being the person you want to be during the crisis. Somebody said that. Here's what I want to tell you. Decide who do you want to be. Part of that version of you needs to be compassionate for when you don't feel your best. Compassionate for when you're worried. Understanding that it is just thoughts. And sometimes our thoughts are not going to be, they're going to come in so fast. I was telling the team today, I said, you know, I'm pretty good at managing my mind when I don't have a lot of circumstances coming in at all at one time. And I said, I think I got behind today. I think I just couldn't catch all the thoughts that were going along with all the circumstances, but that's okay. I know how I want to show up. And when I'm not feeling that way and I'm not showing up that way, it becomes an indicator light to me to stop for a minute, take a breath, figure out what you're thinking, and figure out what you want to think. I use that as my indicator light. But do not sit there and be embarrassed over it. You're normal. We're all trying to figure this out. Don't nobody know how to do this. We've never done this. None of us know how to do it, but we're all going to figure out how to do it, especially together. Is it normal to feel so tired? I think so, because your brain right now, like I want you guys to think about this, your brain is working on high alert. So we're used to our habit brain being in charge all the time. I mean, I want you to think about it. I challenged everybody a few days ago, go back to your thought downloads, look at your planner, and look at the stuff that you were talking about 2 weeks ago. Most of us would love to go back to that. I'd like to go back to the scenario I had 2 weeks ago. I think I can show up like a boss now. Now I know what it's really like. So like, think about that and think about like your brain is getting all this change, all this information, all this stuff. And it's the front part, the conscious brain is running on like fire all day. I've been freaking exhausted too, because I'm just thinking at such a higher level all day long right now. Your brain, especially the conscious brain, burns so many calories. So many calories. So yeah, it would be normal to be tired. Okay. Do you have any ideas on what I can put in if a PNP coach looked at my plan? Yeah, a lot of times, like this is a great question for the Facebook group, but a lot of times people will put things down like, you did great today. Is one, or like if they're looking at it, they might say, is there anything you could level up today? Is there any, like a lot of times, like a PNP coach, if I'm looking at a food plan, I would say, did you enjoy it? And is it something you want to repeat? Like if you had an overeat, a PNP coach might tell you, do a discovery worksheet and figure out what drove the overeat. So think about when you overate. What feeling were you trying to create, or what did you not want to feel in the moment? That gives you a lot of information. Okay, guys, I am going to have to call it here. It is 6:20 and I'm losing my voice and I need a voice. I want to let you guys know one of the fun things we're going to do. So tomorrow night, I'm going to go live in the Facebook group and let's do it at 6 p.m. Central. I will have whoever my coach is, let's make sure that we let the tribe know about this. Maybe we'll just send out an email or something, but we'll post in the Facebook group today so that everybody will know. They can tag their accountability partners, but spread the word. At 6 p.m. Central Time on Friday, I have a dermabrasion kit. So I'm going to wash my face. And I'm going to do my dermabrasion kit for everyone. And then I'm going to show you, if you want to see, what comes out of that thing. And then I'm going to do a mask. And then I'm going to do my facial treatment and talk about, like, having fun in quarantine. Like, this is a good time to do some of this facial shit that we always say we're going to do. So I'm going to do that. And all y'all, I might even have a glass of wine with you. We're going to have a girls' night. We're not going to, like, preach it and do all the things. We're just going to have fun. So we're going to do a fun Facebook Live tomorrow night. I'm going to enjoy it, and I'm going to get a facial treatment out of it. And I will see you then. Y'all have a good night. I'll talk to you later. Bye, y'all.